Joe Namath, welcome back to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
All right, thank you. Yes, I've been blessed with good health, a great family, and great friends. And Tuscaloosa is a home too, buddy. A lot of friends there in Tuscaloosa, and I'm just thankful.
Joe, let me ask you, how did you spend your summer? Counting down to Alabama football, or talk about your summer. How was it?
Well, the one we're going through now, or is it already over?
Well, you can officially say that it's already over because we're only, we're 12 days away. That number would go well with Joe Namath, but we're only 12 days away from Alabama playing.
Well, you're right about that number. And also, the kids down here in South Florida right now around my area are already back in school. So, you know, the summer is, nearly behind us. And now what I'm looking forward to is that opening game against West Virginia and our football season. As you can imagine, Ryan, football season's my favorite time of the year, both collegiately and professionally. So I'm excited with what's coming up.
Let me ask you, the pressure of being the quarterback at the University of Alabama, obviously A.J. McCarron has now moved to the National Football League. You're trying to replace a void on this team. What is the pressure like of being the quarterback for the Crimson Tide?
Well, you got to put yourself there. And where you are at the time as an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old, 21. At the time, hopefully, you're not making a big deal out of the pressure because you know you belong with that crowd, with that team, under that staff. You know it's a team effort. Of course, you're aware of our wonderful fans of Alabama and the quarterback position itself. You're in the limelight, so to speak, because you handle the ball every play. But it's up to the individual how he deals with what he feels is a pressure. And I like to think of responsibility more than pressure, even though that pressure does come. The responsibility of it goes along with being on the team, that goes along with being in that position. And every player feels the pressure, you know? I mean, you feel it to some extent. You feel that responsibility. It's not just the quarterback position. Your linebackers, your linemen, your corners, it's just that the quarterback is more visible because he handles the ball every play.
We are talking with Joe Namath right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. When you arrived here, being from out of state, you knew the tradition of Alabama football. But when did it hit you that this place was such a special place?
Again, Ryan, it grows on you. You grow up with it, so to speak. People could tell me and did tell me prior to my getting to Tuscaloosa, history of Alabama, Coach Bryant. I had to live it. I had to be there in Tuscaloosa. I had to be in Old Freedman Hall with our team and experience the fans, the Tuscaloosans, the folks there in T-Town. That's the only way I was able to absorb the importance of our tradition, of the university, living it. And it just got more important in my life through my freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, senior year, and the years after. It's just been more and more a part of me.
I want to go back to that 1964 national championship team. This is the 50th anniversary. We will honor that team this year, and we've tried to do that throughout the offseason, and we'll continue to do that. As you look back, you've been on some great teams, some championship teams. Was there something different about that 1964 team, the chemistry and the way that you guys played the game?
Well, we kind of grew up, like I say. We got there as freshmen, my class, in 61, and, you know, that was the national championship Alabama team. that was performing that season that we were practicing against. We were taught by Leroy Jordan and Butch Henry and Butch Wilson and Cotton Clark, you know, the guys ahead of us, man, Tommy Brooker. We were trained, and for the next couple of years in 62 and 63, we just barely missed out on being right up there again. The 64 team evolved into a champion because of, the tradition has a great deal with it, but Coach Bryant and the staff, you got to go there too. It evolved. Our team evolved because of the guys that were ahead of us and the guys that came in after us, like Ray Perkins and Steve Sloan, the underclassmen, Wayne Trimble, Leslie Kelly, you know. Steve Bowman, I can go on and on with names, but our 64 team, we followed the leadership of what I knew starting in 61, or what I learned starting in 61 through that bunch.
I want to go back and talk about that 64 season. You came off the bench in 1964 against Georgia Tech. Now, we all know that the injury happened against North Carolina State, but let's talk about that game. That was also known as the famous Coach Bryant helmet game, because he had to wear a helmet out on the field because I think the previous trip or the previous 2 years prior, there was some whiskey bottles that were thrown at Coach Bryant, and he had to wear a helmet. What do you remember about that game?
Well, let's go back to the 62 game over there in Atlanta when we were ranked the number one team in the country, and we lost to them 7-6. I do remember prior to the game the bottles being thrown. There were some soft drink bottles, too, along the way that were thrown. And we're going back over to Atlanta in 64, and we had a good team. So the first thing I was thinking about personally was having lost the game in 62. The next thing, when we're on the airplane, Coach Bryant told me to sit down with him. So I got to ride over to Atlanta sitting next to Coach Bryant. And he told me that this was going to be the last time that we played over there in a while. He was the first one that told me that. I didn't know that the series was going to be postponed for a good while. But when we got over to Atlanta and we got to the field and we took our walk out there in the stadium, Coach Bryant put that helmet on, man. When we were in the locker room, he put that helmet on and let us out there. And I tell you, seeing that smile on his face and hearing what he had to say about those sons of something or other here and there up there in those stands that we were going to play in front of, it was great. It was great. We were loose as could be. He had that smile on his face that was the kind of let's go to work smile. You know, wanting a piece of them. We're going to get them. That kind of thing, man. And it was a great walk around that stadium prior to the game. And, of course, we had a good team, and we did beat them that day pretty good.
Do you ever go back and sort of look at the injury that happened to your knee and think about modern medicine and where we are now with knee injuries? When you have a knee injury, sometimes you're back. I mean, we had a player that was injured in spring practice that's now got a chance to play, if not the opening games, the first opening couple of games. You ever think about modern medicine and how that would improve Joe Namath's knees?
Ryan, I've thought about injuries and modern medicine, and every time I try to put myself in a position of wanting something better, I say, whoa, thank you. Thank the good Lord for what I have. You know, there's a reason that we go through some things, and I am thankful. I believe my injuries occurred, and my knee injury at that time was for a reason, and the good Lord put me through something there and helped me grow up and become the person I am now. Yeah, I marvel at what how we've improved. I say we, our medical folks around the world. We still don't have cures for everything, darn it. I kind of wish we did for these heinous diseases that are going on around the country. And then, our friends that suffer some things, I wish we had more cures. But athletically, the athletes have been blessed because of the doctors and the trainers being, they're all sharper, they're all better. Things are better than they ever used to be. So as ball players, I just hope they appreciate, and I'm sure they do, man. If they got one little bit of brain, I'm sure they appreciate the help they're getting, both from the medical staff, the trainers, and the good Lord.
Right now, we're talking with Joe Namath, and Joe, I want to take a break here and talk about something that you've put together, the Rapid Cooker, the Namath Rapid Cooker. You've got the Namath New York Steaks, NamathProducts.com. How did you get in from smoking defensive backs to smoking and cooking steaks? What made the transition there?
Well, first of all, you know, the restaurants, tavern business, nightclub. I've been involved over the years, but I have a cousin that's a chef, and he and I talked about some things a few years ago, and we were able to devise this cooker that's a part of a line of products that we have now. And for our folks that are interested, by the way, the NamathProducts.com. I'd go there because what we have started, Ryan, is our preseason kickoff special, buddy. So for anybody that's interested, there's a great special going on now where you can get the cooker and the stand, the whole package for at least a third of the price that the normal price is.
NamathProducts.com. You can also catch Joe Namath as well on the Twitter account, BroadwayJoe.net. It's a great website as well. A lot of information. I was actually watching some replays of Joe Namath a little bit earlier today as I was preparing for the interview. I want to go back and talk about some of your quarterback play, because when you played, it seemed like the rules favored the defensive side of the football. Did you see it the same way? And then what it is now, it seems like it favors more of the offensive side of the ball.
Well, back in college, Ryan, the rules were different, but I don't know that they favored either side of the ball. You know, there was a time you could only substitute two players, so most of us did play both ways on occasion. I think the rules, the way they are today, is better than ever. The sport is wonderful. It's the best it's ever been for the fans. I think the people that have changed the rules, both professionally and collegiately, number one, to protect the players better than they'd ever been protected, because the injury factor, as you know, it's tough sport. And every day someone's getting hurt, because as good as these bodies are that we're blessed with, they weren't designed to play football. No. They weren't designed for those sudden stops and those hard hits. And so the rules are better today than ever before. I do know that offensively and professional ball, they've opened the game up more for the offenses. We're a society, I think, that likes to see some scoring, some spectacular plays. Also, we appreciate in sports defensive side of the ball as well. So I think the game is better than ever today with the rules, with the athletes. It's the best the entertainment part of it has ever been.